Okay, good morning, everybody. So moving from Parah Aduma to the narrative section of Chukas, which begins with the death of Miriam, of course, and then V'lohei Amayim La'ida, V'yikalu al Moshe V'yal Aron. So we appreciate very much why the Torah is makdim, the sugya of the Parah Aduma, which is obviously critical for the process of Tara from Tumas Meis to the rest of the parasha, which very much is about loss, first with Miriam, and then, of course, with Aaron, and then setting up the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which obviously won't occur until, you know, in the Torah of Izos HaBracha, but chronologically speaking, we're already in that Zman, in the 40th year, beginning with Sheni of Parshas Chukas. So the Smichas HaParshios should not be lost on anyone. The death of Miriam is really a case study in it's hard even to articulate in terms of the lack of just basic humanity on the part of Klal Yisrael. All of this is going to set up, of course, the incident of Mei Meriva, but Chazal tell us, based on the Pasuk, V'lo hayamayim la'idah, v'ayikalu al Moshe v'yaron, the Gemara Masechta Tainis, that is B'schus HaShel Miriam, we had the Be'er, and Moshe and Aaron are obviously, you know, devastated to have lost their sister, and immediately, right, instead of, you know, making a legitimate point about the absence of water, with sensitivity to the personal situation of Moshe and Aaron, the reaction of the people is hard to even fathom. Vayarav ami Moshe vayimuli mor v'lu gavanu b'gva achenu lifnei Adonai v'lamo ha'vesem eskal Adonai al midbar hazela musham anachnu v'irenu v'lamo ha'lisunu v'mitzrayim. They're going back 40 years now. Right, Laviyos sent a makom harazel, a makom zero, so you know, v'gefen v'rimon, v'mayim ayin l'shtos. You can almost hear, you know, Dasan and Aviram. And you can well understand, Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron mipnei ha'kahal. This isn't just that they fell on their faces, as happened many times before, whether it was the Chet HaMeraglim, whether it was Adas Korach, whether it was the aftermath of Adas Korach, Atem HaMitem Esam Hashem. But it, now it's, right, this kind of, you know, Maisa of Bricha mipnei ha'kahal, Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron mipnei ha'kahal, ol Pesach ha'omoyed, vayipul apneihem, vayirachvod Hashem Aleihem. It's an incredible tragedy that the Jewish people had to formulate their legitimate concern about water in such a an inhumane way. Again, in such a malicious way, and in particular, given the time period. What I want to try to do right now is to focus a little bit on the death of Miriam. First of all, the timing, right? That it's Bachodesh Harishon, it's the Chodesh of Geula, and this is entirely appropriate for Miriam's persona. And it fits, again, very much with the idea of B'schus HaShel Miriam, that there was a Be'er, that there was water in the desert, because what Miriam stood for was this unflagging belief in the possibility of Geula. And the contrast between her, you know, Vayilech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikachas Bas Levi, the Gemara in Sota, Halach Ba'atzas Bito, Abba Kashek Zirosecha Yoser Mishal Paru, that Miriam always believed, you know, in the possibility of redemption, you know, and the need for redemption, the need for people to act in accordance with that conviction, the contrast between her, you know, as a Chodesh Harishon personality, as a Zman Geula kind of a personality, that's her ultimate contribution to Klal Yisrael, is never, you know, to be Misyayish, Al Tisyayish Minah Poranos, and to believe that there's, you know, always the possibility of redemption. And that's what she was able to convince her father of, and even after her father had again dispirited and, you know, according to the Gemara, smacked her and said, you know, Biti Hechan Evu Asayich, and Vatetasava Choso Meirachok, the Yama Yasalo, that even if there was a kind of Meirachok, not just a geographic distance, but a sense of not being able to understand fully, you know, what the plan was, you know, Miriam was prepared and ready, Vatelech Alma, Vatikra Asim Hayalin, all of the heroism that Miriam demonstrated, Al Hamayim. And so how appropriate it is that B'schus HaShel Miriam, the Jewish people had water, and water in the desert is really a very profound symbol of hope and being able to see past a barren and desolate wasteland to something, you know, very meaningful and something, you know, very hopeful and optimistic, which is really, you know, what Miriam represents to the Jewish people. So again, this is the beginning of the end of the previous generation of leadership, Miriam, and then we'll see Aaron, and we'll see the, you know, the sentence which will loom over Moshe until Vizos HaBracha. But again, the point, important point to be made here is Bachodesh HaRishon, the symmetry of it all during the Zman HaGeula, because that becomes Miriam's, you know, lasting legacy for Klal Yisrael, that she was able to convince the Jewish people and her father, you know, who was the Gadol Hador, v'amdu chulan v'girshu es nesorsheim. Then when she's able to convince her father to get back together with her mother, amdu chulan, you know, v'chisiru nesorsheim. That sense of total bitachon is something which Miriam always represents, and the loss of Miriam is immediately able to engender in the Jewish people this sense of total giyosh. Without the persona of Miriam, the Jewish people revert back to their worst tendencies, right? Everything that Miriam stood for in her life, without Miriam, there's a sense of despair that overtakes the Jewish people. That's part of, the idea at the end of Parshas Be'aloscha, Ve'am lo nasad, he'asef Miriam, said many times, it wasn't because it was just a midah tova, but they really couldn't travel forward without her perspective. How can a person advance in the midbar without a deep sense of faith, which was really the wellspring of Miriam's hope and what she represented in terms of bitachon in a Yeshua, which was to come. And, we spoke about that in the context of, Miriam's, obviously her worst moment, but the Dabir Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshal, dosa ishakushis asher lakach, ki ishakushis lakach, right, that Miriam was completely mystified how Moshe Rabbeinu could separate from his family because he was the child of that hope, right, of the idea of getting back together, never giving up on family life. So again, very much a Chodesh HaRishon, Isman Gula personality, very much the symbolism of Mayim, which is such an important part of Miriam's heroism, first the Yaor and then Yamsuf. It's no surprise that there should be water in the desert, right? Out of a barren, hopeless situation, Miriam always saw the possibilities of Shavta Mayim Visason, Mi Mayanea Yeshua, the idea of, the wellsprings of salvation, which are so critical to our understanding of who Miriam is and what it is that she represents, so foundational, really. And so the loss of Miriam, no surprise, triggers a kind of a yiyush in the people, but also sends Moshe and Aaron, running for cover. Vayavo Shavi Aaron, El Ohel Moed Mipnei HaKahal, that is a very bad sign. And again, it's an indication of things to come in terms of the pa'ar and the netek, the gap, and really the kind of fissure that exists between Moshe and Aaron at this point and the rest of the Jewish people.